Shalom, today's daf yomi is Bechoros daf nun chas, Bechoros 58. And on the previous daf, on daf nun zayin amabez, we had discussed the Mishnah, that the Mishnah said that there were three times a year, three goronos, three times a year, where we were obligated to have tithed the animal. And if we didn't tithe the animal by those times, we would be prohibited to sell it or slaughter the animal until it was tithed. So why specifically are there three times? Ma'ishnatas, what's different about these three tithes? The Gemara asks. So says Rabbi Bar Shila, Kaba Chorfei Va'afle V'kaiti, that there were three times a year those animals which gave birth first, that's called Chorfei, that they gave birth before Pesach. Afle, those animals that were slower to give birth, that they gave birth before the holiday of Shavuos, and Kaite, these are the animals that gave birth at the end of the summer. Umayshna Bahane Zimni, and why were these specific times established? Says Rabbi Tanchum, the son of Rabbi Chia Ishkvar Acho, Kadesha Tehe Behema Mutsuyo Ole Ragoam, because they established these three times because they wanted the animals to be prepared for the people who are coming to make a pilgrimage to the temple for the festival, and in order for there to be a lot of animals, they wanted the people to hold the animals for the pilgrims. In order to hold the animals for the pilgrims, they established that they shouldn't basically be slaughtering or selling them until they tie them at these periods. And so therefore, they established these three times, which were before the festivals, so that when the pilgrims went up, they would have a lot of animals to choose from, and there would be enough animals to bring sacrifices and for all the pilgrims to have good, tasty, delicious meals for the holiday. And so, but the Gemara asks the obvious question, or Gemara implies the obvious question. You were allowed to slaughter the animals before this happened. It was just after this time period that it was prohibited to slaughter the animals until you tithed them. And it says explicitly in our Mishnah, until this time period came, it would be permitted to sell it and to slaughter it. Meaning to say, you were allowed to sell it or slaughter it until this time period came. And so, if that's the case, why are they going to delay it until the pilgrims come? So the Gemara explains, it's noach lo. It's even a person, if it's not too hard for him, it's better for him that what he'll do is he'll be able to fulfill also a mitzvah with his money, and therefore what the person will do is he will delay the animals until that period where he's supposed to tithe them all, and at that point he's going to tithe them and separate them, and the person wants to do a mitzvah with his money, and only after he tithes them at that point will he sell them and or eat them. And since that's the case, a person is going to delay the period until it comes the time to tithe them, and at that point there will be plenty of animals for the pilgrims. And so it asks the Gemara, Vamai Kari Lei Goren, why do we use this expression Goren? Why don't we say that there are three zmanim? Why do we say that there are three goranos during the year? Ditavlik goren. The Gemara explains because this period is going to be considered for the animals like before the tevel for the goren. Meaning to say that if just like when you have crops and when it comes time that they're on the goren that you need to tie them, and until they're tied they're going to be called tevel. So to these animals, once we come to this period which we've discussed, we've established that there are three periods that at that point it's going to be considered like it's tevel for the goren. Going back to this point that the Gemara explained, it's good for a person that he does a mitzvah with his money, and only then does he go back and eat it. So Rashi explains, what does this mean? Nichoe de inish de lo'ave mitzvah b'moni. Rashi explains, she'en chaser b'klum. The person doesn't lose anything at all with this mitzvah. Shehu atzmo makriv masro v'ocho shlomim. Because he himself is going to bring it as a carbon, as a meiser, which he gets to eat the animal, and he'll bring it as a shlomim. This is what Rashi says in the manuscript. Rashi in the Ketav Yad, Dibur Maskel de Nicho. That a person is going to want to do this mitzvah because he doesn't lose anything from it. And so therefore, since the Meiser Behema is brought by the owner, and the Kohen doesn't really have a share in it, and the only thing that happens is that the Kohen brings on the altar the chelev and the dam, the blood and the fats, and all of the meat is going to be eaten by the owner in Jerusalem, like the law of Shlomim. And so therefore, that's why in this case, a person is going to want to do the mitzvah of Meiser Behema with this animal. And indeed, that's what the Bar Tanura explains in his commentary in the Mishnah. Shkolim as well. And the Tosus Yontif asks, on the commentary of the Bartanura and Shkolim, Tosus Yontif asks, what are you talking about? He does lose something. What's he losing? He's losing the Emurim. He's losing those parts that go up on the altar, because if he didn't bring them, he would be allowed to benefit from them, and also the Aliyah and the Yoseris HaKaved would be permitted to eat, and now as a result of the fact that it's being brought as a carbon, he's going to be prohibited to eat it. And so therefore, the Tosus Yontif gives a different explanation. He says, what does it mean that a person nochol adam, that a person will be rather fulfill the mitzvah? He's saying he means that a person won't want to do a mitzvah if he's only going to lose a little bit of money. He's not losing that much money. So if a person is just going to lose a little bit of money, he's not going to be deterred from doing this mitzvah. So we see from here is a fundamental idea that we have an obligation or a desire on the part of the community to make it cheaper for people to be able to do mitzvahs. Because if the mitzvahs are too expensive, it's gonna be a disincentive. And you see from here that the rabbis established a whole structure and a whole framework to allow the community to observe the mitzvahs in a cheaper way possible. And even though there's a recognition that if he's just going to lose a little bit of money, he'll still engage in the mitzvah, the rabbis go out of our way here. Out of the way to say that let's make it as feasible as possible, as economically feasible as possible, in order to encourage the performance of the mitzvos.